这两个人呢
But there were two.
约翰卫斯理写了几千首圣诗，有很些你呢早就会唱，可惜中国人唱诗不知道谁写的。
John Wesley wrote many hymns that even you would have sung.
我们中国的毛病是什么呢？
But the Chinese would not
acknowledge. 好的诗歌拿来唱，名字把它擦掉。
What we do is that we always erase the author.
所以你们这本诗歌有一些是我写的诗，我的名字都没有在里面。
Even in your book, some of the songs I wrote it, but my name is not there.
常从龙布道团的聚会，常从龙名字都不见了。
So even my own very songs, I don't have my name.
因为我是中国人，所以我很了解中国人，早就赦免你们就赦。
But as a Chinese, I understand that.
那么约翰卫斯理啊
，John Wesley，
他写了几千首的诗歌。
He wrote thousands of hymns.
影响了几千万的人。
And influenced thousands of people.
因为他的母亲。在他身上做了工作
Because his mother was a good
约翰卫斯理
John Wesley
查理卫斯理
And Charles Wesley
他们成了千千万万的祝福
They became blessings to me
最后呢
In the back
有个伟大的劝化者
There was a great counselor
所以有在天上呢
In heaven in the future
到底卫斯理的冠冕更大或者他母亲更大呢
Whose crown will be larger
你不知道
We will know
查理卫斯理的这个冠冕更大或者母亲的更大呢
Well, the mother has a larger crown.
你不知道。
We will know.
我想可能呢，约翰卫斯理拿到一个冠冕，查理卫斯理拿到一个冠冕，妈妈两个。
Possibly the mother has two crowns.
因为你产生了两个这样的孩子。
Because she produced two such sons.
所以你们做主的是老师的。
Sunday school teachers.
不要以为我只教教小孩子。
Do not think that you're just teaching kids.
因为你的孩子如果教导的好，可能以后变成影响千万人的人，那你做的个人工作的意义就不能限量了。
Because among the children, there may be one that will influence millions.
我的母亲也是如此。
My mother was the same.
我的母亲本来不信主。
In the beginning, she was a non-believer.
人家传兵给她赶走。
When people preach to her, she chased them
away. 人家说信耶稣很好，她说你好你的，我好我的。
She wouldn't want to believe in Jesus Christ.
请你来做礼拜，一定，她一定不来。
And if she wouldn't go to church.
所以呢，再传，她就把她赶走了。
She always chased people away.
后来在她信主了以后呢
？But when she became a believer,
她就感到很羞愧。
She felt humiliated.
为什么从前把人家赶走
？That she once chased people away.
感到更羞愧的。
She felt ashamed.
是那个被赶走的人，在我们家庭有孩子病最需要的再跑回来。
That the person she chased away was the person that came back when our children were sick.
那一个人呢
？That person
带领我的母亲信主。
Brought my mother to Christ.
我们一家变成基督徒。
And then my family became Christian.
那个人呢，以为他去带一两个人信主。
That person thought she just brought one person.
他没有想到结果，家里面后来生下了五个牧师，又带千万人信主。
But she didn't realize that from the children, five become ministers that influence millions.
所以又在天上呢。
So in heaven in the future.
唐崇荣的冠冕大不大
？Would Stephen Tong have a big crown?
不一定。
I said no.
我母亲的冠冕一定比我更大。
But I know my mother will have a larger crown.
那个带我母亲信主的可能冠冕更大。
And the person who brought her to Christ may have a larger crown.
大到一个地步，再加一块给人家赶走的那块。
With a special matter for having been chased away.
个人的工作不可以看轻。
So individual work is important.
劝化的工作重要不重要
？The work of counsel. It's very important.
有的人要自杀。
Some people want to commit suicide.
因为有人劝他，结果他不曾自杀。
Because of counseling, they change their mind.
有的人要杀人。
Some people want to kill another person.
渐渐的，后来他不做这个事情。
But with counseling, they stop.
因为一次的劝勉。
Because of one counseling.
一次劝勉的果效。
Because of the fruit of one counseling.
整个生命转变过。
The entire life will be transformed.
今天就很多人需要我们的照顾，需要我们的安慰，我们的辅导。需要我们的劝化。
There are many people out there that need our comfort and our counseling.
前不久我在一个书店看一本书，我不想买，我只要看看。一看的时候就看到第一句话。
Not long ago, I was flipping a book in the bookstore.
他说有一个女孩子去自杀的时候。
The book talk about a girl who went to commit suicide.
他先讲一句话。
First, she said something.
我从家里到河跳下去的这段路，如果有一个人都能笑一下，我就回家不自杀。
I'm going to go to the river and jump, but on the way, if someone smiles at me, I will change my mind.
后来呢
？In the end,
她自杀。
She killed herself.
因为她一直等有人向她笑一下。
Because along the way, she kept looking for a person to smile at her.
大河旁边的时候。
Until she reached the river,
还有没有一个人向她笑
？Not a single person smiled at her.
她就跳下去。
And so she jumped.
你说她既然死了，怎么知道她曾经这样想呢
？How do you know that she thought about this?
日记的最后一行这样写。
It was written in her diary.
我现在要去自杀了。
Now I'm going to kill myself.
只要在我家到河口路中间有一个人向我笑一下，我就不跳。
If I just meet one person who will smile at me, I will change my mind.
结果他还是跳。
But in the end, she died.
我看了很受感动。
I was deeply moved by this.
所以我不想买那一本书,
although I did not want to buy that book.
但是我后来就好好注意那一本书,
but in the end, I took great note of it.
因为我受了感动,
because I was moved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天你知道不知道, 你劝化功能你不用影响多大吗?
Do you not know the influence of your counseling work?
你知道不知道, 你忽略了帮助人, 劝化人, 世界损失多少吗?
Do you not know how much the world has lost because you did not counsel others?
所以我们自己的生命也不可能没有困难,
although we will encounter difficulty ourselves,
不但得胜还有可能在帮助别人的时候为什么不做呢?
But we can be victorious ourselves and we can still help others.
要许多时候不是上帝先解决你的困难完整清除了你才可以去帮助别人。
Many a times it's not for us to wait until all our problems are solved before we can help others.
可能就你在困难中间先帮助别人，神就拯救你，脱离你自己的困难。
Perhaps when you are in the midst of your difficulty and you help others, the Lord will deliver you.
那里有这样的教训？
Where is there such teaching?
圣经有这样的话语吗？
Would the Bible say that?
有。
Yes.
在哪里呢？
Where is it?
在约伯记最后一章。
In the last chapter of Job.
上帝要约伯为他的朋友祷告。
God wanted Job to pray for his friend. All these friends had a lot of theories that didn't work.
把他自己的妻子离开，四个孩子死了，在最痛苦中间，全身都生疮。
And in the midst of his difficulty, his wife left, his children died, and he had sores all over his body.
三个朋友要来探望他，安慰他，结果天天骂他。
All the friends came, wanted to comfort him, but they scolded him instead. When God appeared, Job prayed for them. The last chapter of Job, Job prayed for his friend, and the Lord delivered them.
你看这个伟大的教训啊,
so you see this great teaching.
我们不能等上帝你先解决我一切的问题，我再解决别的问题。
We cannot say to God, solve all my problems before I help others.
神不但把战胜困难的力量早早隐藏在你生命的潜在能里面。
The Lord already gave you the potential to solve problems in your life.
神也同时把你可以造就别人，可以安慰别人，可以帮助别人的恩赐也隐藏在里面。
But at the same time, He has given to you the potential to help, to counsel, to encourage others. When we have balance in these two areas,
主啊, 我有困难的时候，我到你面前来。
I say, O Lord, when I have problems, I come before you.
主啊, 别人有困难，我先照顾他。
But O Lord, when others have problems, I will take care of them as well.
当我一照顾别人的时候，你的恩典就临到我身上。
When I take care of them, your grace will be upon me.
当我劝化别人的时候，我自己得到安慰。
When I counsel them, I myself will be comforted.
上帝差遣以利亚到撒勒法寡妇的家去寄居的时候，
when Elijah was sent to the widow of Zarephath,
这是一件非常不合理性的事情。
This was something very unreasonable.
以利亚是一个男人,
Elijah was a man.
为什么不差遣他到一个男人家里去住宿？
Why was he not sent to a house of a man?
差遣家这个寡妇家里去住宿, 人家以为他跟寡妇有什么事情呢？
But sent to a widow's house, not very proper.
如果这个寡妇是百万富翁还不要紧。
This widow was very rich.
这个寡妇饿得要死, 家里撑着一团面一点点油。
But she was so hungry, she only had a lump of dough. But when Elijah was obedient and went,
我想象,
in my imagination,
他扣了门以后,
after he knocked the door, the poor widow thought the soldiers were here.
把门看起来,
she opened the door,
看见这又精悍又瘦又高大的伊利亚讲话呢，有异人的气质，耶和华叫我到你的家住。
She saw Elijah saying that the Lord sent me to your house.
这个寡妇说, 不是他要抓我去，他跑到我这边来的。你是谁？
Who are you?
我是耶和华的先知以利亚。
I am the prophet of God Elijah.
可能他听过这个大名，想不到这个大牧师到我家里来住，我的家不像样的。
She said, I have a very pathetic house.
不但不像样，不要紧，我还要住，还要吃。现在给我煮公鸡给我吃。
Elijah said, I will want to have a meal, so cook for me.
我这一生从来没有到人家家里，现在煮给我吃，从来没有。
I have never done that in my life.
你们也不必怕我。
So don't be afraid of me.
我怎么饿，我会自己找一点东西吃，我不会到你家里随便找东西吃。
I will look for food myself.
有一些传道人专门在吃饭的时间去探访的。
Some preachers will go when you're having a meal.
表示神的爱叫他到你中间来。
To tell you that the love of God sent them.
结果他一来， 不是他爱你，是你爱他。
When they come, you have to take care of them.
我从来没有做这样的事。
I've never done that.
那么呢，当这个以利亚进到那个地方的时候
，When Elijah entered the house,
这个寡妇一定是心里很困难的。
The widow would have been.
上帝啊，你知道我的油完了。
She said, God, you know, I don't.
上帝啊，你知道我面粉剩下一点点。
I only have a little bit of flour.
我要做最后一个面包。给我这个孩子吃，明天我就与他一同死。
I wanted to make a last piece of bread for my son, and we'll die together.
这个叫做真正的最后的晚餐。
This is the true last supper.
现在这一餐只一块，你叫个这么高大的人吃，吃完了我孩子哪里还有份
？Now you send this person, what would my son have?
神的工作很奇妙。
But the work of the Lord is wonderful.
寡妇就这样顺服了。
And this widow was submissive.
就去煮了。
And she carried on.
她心里想死就死吧。
She probably thought it will just die.
她会不会说孩子需要我的孩子
？Did she say my son needs?
每一个母亲的孩子都是世界最重要的人。
I think all mothers think their children are the most important.
不会把孩子应当吃的东西放在人可的口里面。
We won't give the guests the food for our children.
这个寡妇先照顾别人。
But the widow took care of her guests.
完了以后
，After she cooked the food,
拿去给以利亚吃。
She served Elijah.
回到厨房要哭。
She wanted to go back to the kitchen to cry that there was nothing left,
哭油也完了,
that there's no oil left,
面粉也没有了,
no flour.
要哭的时候看,
when she wanted to cry,
还有一堆,
there was still a lump,
又还有一点点,
and some oil.
这么奇怪, 还可以做第二个,
so she can make a second one.
每一次煮完了,
every time she finished,
要哭,
when she wanted to cry,
眼泪没有流出来, 油先跑过来,
before the tears come, the oil came.
就我不知道以利亚在他家里有多久, 我不大记得有多久。
I don't know how long Elijah stayed.
那么每天有的吃。
Every day they had food.
给以利亚吃，他自己有的吃，孩子有的吃。
And she had enough for all.
所以这些教训告诉什么
？All this tells us.
你先照顾别人。
That when you take care of others,
神就照顾你。
The Lord will take care of you.
大家说，先照顾别人，神就照顾。再说一次，先照顾别人，神就照顾。讲到你懂，再是先照顾别人，神就告诉你，先照顾别人，神就照顾。我说上帝啊，我要顾你的家。
I say, Oh Lord, I must take care of your family.
一个传道常常出门，孩子们常常坏透了，因为呢，不能顾自己的家。
Many a times a preacher travels so widely, their children cannot take care.
我要审查。
So I got to search myself.
出外面去。
When I travel,
是为民。
Is it for my faith?
是为利。
Is it for good?
是为己。
For myself.
是为神。
Or is it for God?
是为教会
，for the church，
是为别人
，for others，
是为真正的需要吗
？for the true need of others。
如果我是照神的吩咐
，if by the order of God，
他的感动
，and I'm obedient to His inspiration， and for the needs of others，
真心做的
，and the things that I do rightly，
我敢这样祷告
，I dare to pray。
上帝啊，我顾你的家
，the Lord I take care of your family，
恳求你顾我的家
，I ask that you take care of my family，
好不好啊？
Is this good?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我二十多岁的时候
，When I was in my twenties，
在加卡达训练三百个主日学教员。
I trained 300 Sunday school teachers in Jakarta.
怎样教导儿女
？On how they should teach their children.
怎样教导学生
？And their students.
他们听了非常佩服，二十多岁敢讲这样的道理。
They thought it was great that a 20-year-old person can say this.
后来那一套道理，我一直发展发展，就变成一本书《伟人父母，伟人师长》，你们知道了。
And I kept developing it, and the book was published on this theme.
里面的材料不是从教育学的书抄来的。
The work on parenting is not copied from other places.
自己以神在神面前挣扎，从圣经的原则把它发展出来的。
But it comes from the principle of the Bible and my struggles with the Lord.
里面有引用一些别人的思想。
In there are some thoughts about others from others.
我是负责人的。
And I'm responsible
to them. 我讲完了以后呢
？After I said that,
有一个人说好是好。
Someone said, "Well, he's pretty good."
不过他自己才二十多岁，都还没有结婚。
But he's only in his twenties, not even married.
还敢讲这种道
？How dare he preach like this?
你听了还做笔记，傻瓜！
You're so stupid. And you
你等二十年，看他自己孩子教的好不好再说。
Look at his own children before you make a conclusion.
人家跑来告诉我了。
So someone told me this.
唐崇荣啊。
Stephen Dong，
人家说今天听你讲很好，但是他要等二十年才要听，到底可以不可以听你今天讲的
？Some people say, well, your sermon is very good, but they want to see your own children.
我这个听到还要等二十年，这个很长命。
20 years is a long time.
听一篇等二十年，一年听52篇，等200年。
wait for a long time.
因为你讲教孩子，你自己都没有孩子，没有结婚，还敢讲这个话
？How dare you preach about parenting when you're not even married？
我跟他讲，我吓死
了。I was shocked.
我说主啊，我连老婆都没有。
I said, Lord, I don't have a wife.
我连孩子都没有。
No children.
有教的成功不成功都不知道。
I don't even know whether it's successful.
我已经讲了这些话。
But I have already preached.
一定要给我娶到好老婆。
You're gonna help me to get a good wife.
教我的孩子。
And good children.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个礼拜我回家。
This week when I went home,
我每次回家太太都在那边。
Every time I go, my wife is there.
每次我回还在那边。花了很久还在那边。这次回家她不在那边。
This time she was not there.
为什么呢
？Why?
她到美国去。
She went to America.
我第三个孩子毕业礼。
My third child graduated music.
所以开演奏会。
So she had a concert.
她要去坐在那边给她鼓励。
So the mother went to encourage her.
我从来没有做这个工作。
I've never done this.
我的孩子说。爸爸，我大学毕业，你来不来
？I'm graduating from university. Are you coming？
我说为主工作重要什么？你大学毕业，我来不来
？I said work for the law is more important.
那我毕业给你，你不来吗
？But aren't you coming for my graduation？
我说除非你拿了博士，我可能会来。
Maybe when you get a PhD, maybe I will come.
现在很多爸爸妈妈
，many parents today，
幼稚园毕业就来了
，go to kindergarten graduation，
小学毕业再来
，and primary school graduation，
初中毕业也来
，secondary school graduation，
高中毕业再来
，high school graduation，
大学毕业再来
，university graduation，
补习班毕业也来
，graduation graduation，
驾驶汽车执照拿到也来
，driver test，
所以我的孩子都知道，你不要等爸爸来了
，so my children tell each other don't wait for the father。
拿到博士，你不要想爸爸会来
，unless you get a PhD。
我是这样的一个父亲
，I am such a father。
所以有的心理学家说不可以这样子。
A psychologist tell me you can't do that。
孩子读书读得很辛苦，毕业你要坐在旁边鼓励他。
Your children study so hard, you got to encourage them。
我说呢，我坐在很多人旁边鼓励别人，上帝鼓励我的家庭。
I say that I've encouraged others, and the Lord will encourage my family。
我会打电话鼓励他。
I call him to encourage.
我常常人不能在那边。
But I cannot be physically.
那我说主啊，我顾你的家。
I say, Oh Lord, I took care of your family.
你顾我的家。
I ask that you take care of my family.
孩子教的好不好啊
？Did my children turn out well?
我感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God.
四个孩子。
Four children.
一个三十岁。
One is 30.
二十九半。
One is.
一个是二十七半，二十八岁。
One is 28.
一个二十三岁。
One 23.
一个十八岁。
One 18.
四个都很乖。
Four are well
behaved, 都很爱主
all love the Lord,
都很聪明
all very intelligent,
而且第二跟第四头脑好得不得了
especially the second and the last one
他们的理事理经逻辑强得不得了
they have very strong intellectual capability
第二是男孩子
the second one is the son
四年读书我给他一半的学费其他叫他去做工
in 4 years of his studies I only paid for half his fees and he had to work for the other half
他说爸爸你有时候奉献钱给神学生读神学给他们全数为什么给你孩子半数
He said the father sometimes you sponsor seminary student full fee but you only give me half
我说因为在印尼便宜美国很贵你要去自己去找
I said in Indonesia is very cheap but America very expensive
而且你要自己奋斗我才知道你成功不成功
And you need to strive yourself for you to understand
success 那么在印尼读神学我不给他有机会到外面去做工所以不一样
In Indonesia the situation would be different
他告诉我
So he told me,
我如果读一种不够，我要读几种，可以不可以
？Can I study a few majors?
我说那是你的事情。
I said you decide.
要读几种，学会更多，你自己找。
You will decide on all these things.
都不成功，你自己留级。
And you will face the.
你不能毕业，你自己负责。
You will have to face the consequences yourself.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为他呢，读完了四年，同时间拿四个学位 ，four majors.
At the end of the 4 years, he finished with four majors.
都是不容易读的。
All were difficult ones.
比较容易的是电脑科学。
The easier one was computer science.
数学。
Mathematics.
还有呢，哲学。
Philosophy.
还有一个物理学。
And physics.
都很难很难的功课。
He did all four majors.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以那个时候呢，等你几十年，我看你孩子怎么样。现在我可以请他看的。
Now I can tell that person who says he wants to look at my children.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以我常常出门，常常不在家。
Although I'm always not at home.
但是我从30年前我已经知道 remote control.
But from 30 years ago, I really know how to do remote control.
在远远的地方，有时候会打电话问今天功课怎么样。
Sometimes when I'm away, I'll call them and ask them how are you doing.
他们知道父亲不是为自己，是为神做工。
They know that their father did not work for himself, but for God, dear brothers and sisters.
我自己先把困难做清楚，才能劝别人。
Very often we say we must solve our own problem first.
没有一个人没有困难。
Nobody has no
problems. 我有我的困难，你有你的困难。
I have my problems, so have you.
当你帮助别人的时候,
But when you help others,
助人者助己也,
the person who helps others will help themselves.
真正照顾别人的时候,
when you truly help others,
很多的道理就出类旁通, 以至于你不必那样忙碌,
you will be able to solve many things because of the time constraint you have.
因为人同此心, 心同此理,
because we, if we are all determined along the same path, we will have the way.
一天到晚处理自己的时候，你没有办法脱离你主观的捆绑。
If all the time you're taking care of your own problem, you will always be trapped by it.
但当你多照顾别人的时候，轮到自己有困难的时候，你会很客观的思想你的问题。
But when you are always helping others, when you have problem, you will look at it objectively.
但这不是成为你劝化别人的动机。
But this should not be the motive for your work.
这是你劝化别人的果子。
But the fruit of your counseling.
我们这么做有神不会放弃。
When we do things like that, the Lord will not forsake us.
那些人很忙很忙，没有时间为主工作的，不一定做得比那些为主多做工的人做得更好。
Those people who always claim themselves to be too busy for the work of the Lord may not have done as well as those who are working for the Lord.
有的人什么都不顾自己孩子，结果自己孩子宠坏到一个地步，没有办法收拾。
Some people will not take care of anything else but their own children, and in the end, their children are spoiled.
有一些人常常照顾别人，结果他的孩子学会了，也怎样去关怀别人。
Some people would help others, and their children learn also how to help others.
就得到了非正式教育所得到的果效。
And they understand and have the fruit of unorthodox education.
这是bonus。
This is a bonus.
世界上最有学问的人，一大半的学问不是从学校里面来的。
A lot of people who are very intelligent did not learn from the schools.
在你生命中一大堆神的福气，不是你计划的果效。
And in your life, a lot of blessings from the Lord did not come because you planned for it.
但是以遵行神的旨意，你照顾别人、关怀别人的时候，神就把更多的恩典就这样主动流到你的生命里面。
And it was because you were obedient to the will of God, you took care of other people, and the Lord blessed you in that way.
有一个人说，看你这样咳嗽，我吓死了。如果我早就停止讲道了。
Some people say you cough so violently. If I were you, I would stop preaching.
但我相信，我一面咳嗽一面讲道了，好过一面咳嗽一面睡觉，对不对？
But I believe that as I cough and I preach, it's better than coughing and sleeping at the same time.
许多人还都是帮助。
Many people will be helped.
学会了一个问题，不要先把自己的困难当作最重要处理的这个优先。
So I understand this lesson, not to prioritize my difficulties as the most important thing.
先遵行神的旨意。
I first would do the will of God.
先把上帝的教会、上帝的家做好。
I first would bear responsibility to the house of God.
先看到众人的需要。
I will first treat other people's difficulties first.
神就赐福我们。
And the Lord will bless us.
现在我要讲劝化有几个重要的原则。
There are a few important principles in counseling.
第一个原则, 完完全全纯粹出于爱心。
The first one would be, it must be absolutely from the motivation of love.
这个爱心是非常大公无私的。
And this must be a very generous and universal type of love.
这个爱心是跟情意没有关系的。
Not related to desires.
这个爱心是跟自私的意念完全没有关系。
Not related to selfish understanding.
这是第一个原则。
This is the first principle.
But from the true genuine love, you can do the counseling work.
要有真诚的爱。
真正的爱。
True love.
纯洁的爱。
A pure love.
真正关怀别人。
The true concern for others.
你的辅导才有意义。
Then your counseling would have meaning.
今天专业的辅导，失败的地方是他们为钱辅导，用技巧辅导，不是用真正的爱心辅导。
Professional counselors often fail because they counsel as a profession.
当一个人真正感受到你的爱是纯洁的，是真的关心他的，他就容易把他心向你开启。
When a person understands that your motive is true and truly because of love, he will open himself for you.
有一个教育学家叫做 Palmer.
An educationist by the name of Palmer.
他说每一个孩子都有一扇门在他的心的深处，不是随便人可以进去的。
He said that every child has a door in his heart that cannot be opened easily.
一个真正关心他、爱他、有给他真正了解的人，他才愿意把那扇门打开，让你进到他生命里面。
He will only open the door for you to enter into his life if he realizes you really love him.
连小小的孩子,
even a child,
他都不会把他的心随便打开的,
will not easily open his heart to you.
当然很多傻瓜的孩子, 你给他糖果, 他就把心打开了。
Of course, there are very silly children who will open their hearts.
相信那一扇门不是那真正心里的另外一扇门。
But the heart that is open because of candy cannot be the real door.
真正里面的那层心灵的门。
The true door to the spirit
是向真正的爱打开的。
It's only open to true love.
在你的生命中间。
Within your life.
你能用真正的爱影响多少人？
How many people can you influence with love?
也就是你的生命丰盛到什么地步。
And that is how you measure the abundance of your life.
在人的生命中间。
Within the life of men.
能受你的爱影响的多深。
How many people are influenced deeply by your love?
也就是你的灵性到多深的地步。
It is also a measure of the spirituality.
这是装假不来的。
You cannot fake this.
这是做作不来的。
This is not something that you can pretend.
这个学不来的。
Not something you can learn from.
这个没有办法假冒的。
Not something that you can imitate.
这是真正生命的流露。
This is the true expression of life.
真正生命的果效。
True fruit of your life.
真正生命的延伸。
The true extension of your life.
所以一个真要做劝化人的。
If you really want to be a counselor.
第一个总原则。
The first principle.
完全纯正的爱
would be the motive must be
没有别的动机
no other motive
没有自私
no selfishness
没有情谊
no desire
没有别的这个使命这个方向
no other agenda
那是真正照着圣灵施利亚各个他的感动去爱别人
but truly with the Holy Spirit by the love of Golgotha
第二样
secondly
一个做这一个 counseling 工作的人
a counselor
他有真正明白对方的困难
will truly understand the difficulties of another
person 真正了解对方的个性
and understand his character
真正能把握到对方的一切的病症对方一些心理的困难对方的一些个性上的拦阻你能克服
and be able to overcome the obstacle in the person's life
所以这第二点就很困难
the second one of course is difficult
这样学过心理学的人
those who have studied psychology
可能有一些了解
Would have a better understanding.
我讲可能因为我对心理学不是完全信任。
I say probably because I don't quite trust psychology.
世界 secular 的心理学呢，从第一天就走错路了。
Secular psychology has gone the wrong path from the day one.
Sigmund Freud 第一步就是抵挡上帝，才发展他的心理学。
The first step Sigmund Freud took was against God.
所以用整个 Sigmund Freud 的心理学来处理人心理一些困难问题的时候，绝对不能完全明白。
So psychology of Sigmund Freud cannot be the solution.
因为他对人心理的不正常是用性同性的需要做整个关键的中心来去处理人的问题
He understood every problem to be related to sex
这是相当狭窄
This is very narrow
相当主观
Very subjective
虽然有许多人真正的困难是从性的不满足产生他心理的不正常
Although he is right that many people have a problem based on sexual problems
但是
However
人心理上真正的不正常最根本的那个症结跟基础就是与神的关系不清楚
The root of all problems is our relationship with God.
所以基督徒如果放弃我们为长子的名分
If Christians let go this status of the firstborn,
没有抓紧圣经这个罪恶要性的原理
and forsake the principle of the Bible,
我们就很可能掉在心理学中间以世俗的人犯罪的理性所发展出来的次要原因为重要的原因
We will use the secondary reason that came from the fallen reason and treat it as important
那么这些临床的试验
All this understanding
clinic, 那这些 clinical psychology
All this clinical psychology
也有一些的贡献就发现了许多共通有的病状跟现象
They do have some contribution in that they have discovered some commonalities
帮助我们的劝化别人有一些技术上的跟一些现象上的困难上的了解
And help us have some technical understanding in counseling
这样基督徒劝化别人的时候
So when Christian counsel others
完全不是走一个以自己有灵性自明清高的地方来怜悯人来可怜人来施恩帮助别人
They are not helping others because they are better than others or have mercy and compassion on others
基督徒也不是完全逃避现实不知困难只以为呢越属灵就越靠圣灵完全不知道人的困难
all the,
人的这个世界上的情形
All the Christians have this ideal situation where everything is about the spirit
所以呢第一点是灵性的问题
So the first thing is about spirituality
第二点是知识跟经验的问题
The second one is about knowledge and experience.
我们有纯洁的爱
with pure love,
真心人与人之间有圣洁的爱的关系来做辅导的工作
and we want to counsel others with this genuine love for each other.
第二，我们一定要知识，在帮助人、劝勉人的时候，不能不留那些世俗的 或者呢经验上所归纳出来的知识。
And secondly, we must have technical knowledge, including knowledge that the world has.
有一个呢极端的灵恩的一个牧师。
An extreme charismatic pastor.
跑去为一个呢撞了车脑震动的人祷告。
Went to pray for a person who had a car accident.
做父亲的说，你为他祷告小心，因为他的头已经震动了。
The father said, "Be careful when you pray for him because he had a trauma to his brain."
所以你就静静按着手为他祷告就可以了。
You、just lay your hands lightly on him.
你知道这个极端的这个牧师怎么回答呢
？But this extreme pastor said,
我知道圣灵怎么引导你，不必你讲。
I know how the Holy Spirit will lead me.
那他为这个人祷告就摇着他的主啊，愿主你医治他。
When he prayed for him, he shook his head.
那这个脑已经震动了。
He already went through trauma.
给他祷告完了以后。多住医院十二天。
After prayer, the person stayed for another 12 days.
父亲对我说
，The father said to me,
有一些所谓属灵人是常是插到这个地步。
Some people who think they are so spiritual are so ignorant.
而且他们一定勉强要到我孩子房间去为他祷告。
And they insist to come to pray for my son.
我是基督徒，又不能拦阻牧师做事。
As a Christian, I dare not block the pastor.
你看怎么样
？What about you? What do you say?
我说我看不像样。
I say this is terrible.
不是怎么样？我们一方面要靠主
，so on the one hand we rely on God。
我们不要忘记有一些基本常识是我们应当明白的。
But we must understand there are some basic knowledge we should know。
有一个人去传福音给别一个姐妹。
There was a person that preached the gospel to a sister。
那个姐妹呢？不是姐妹，一个妇女。
To a woman。
那个妇女呢？她的丈夫呢？刚刚死了。
The woman was just widowed.
所以这个姐妹去传福的时候
，And so when this sister went to preach,
说你快快信耶稣啊
！She said, "Believe in Jesus Christ."
那么她说我不要信，我丈夫刚刚死。
The widow said, "My husband just passed away."
你知道她怎么回答呢
？The sister said,
你丈夫死了，现在在哪里？你知道吗
？Do you know where your husband is now?
在第一个火烧的半死啊
！He's burned in hell.
如果你不信，你以后就是这样。
If you don't believe, you will be like her.
所以我奉主的名叫你信耶稣。
So in the name of the Lord, I say, believe.
这个女的一直哭，我死了就要跟她一同烧。
The widow said, "I want to be with him."
因为他很爱我，我很爱他。
He loves me, and I love him.
所以他越传，人家也不信。
And so people would not believe the more she preached.
因为他有属灵的火热。
She had spiritual fervency.
没有基本的常识。
But no basic knowledge.
他讲的话可能不是错的。
Although what she said may not be wrong.
他讲的时机，他讲的对象，他讲的方法绝对是错的。
But the timing, the object, and the motive was wrong.
那我的学生问我，如果这样的人，我怎么样传福音给他？
My student asked them, "What should we do?"
我说你只能告诉他的人在世界有苦难。
You can only tell her that we will have problems in the world.
夫妻感情多么好都会离开。
Husband and wife will leave each other.
就神的爱是永远。
Only the love of God is forever.
这个方面切入的时候
，When you attack from this anger,
你不知道他已经受伤的地方在用刀刮两下。
You are not pouring salt on her wound.
你用圣灵的恩膏膏抹他。
But with the grace of the Holy Spirit, you anoint her.
用爱滋润他。
And you nurture her with
love. 直到有一天他真正明白真理的时候
，Till one day she truly understands the truth.
他自己在信仰的过程中就会知道怎样处理那些困难的。
She will understand what to do in her faith.
所以劝化人。
So when you counsel others,
对人有鼓励的作用。
When you encourage others,
有造进造就的作用。
When you establish them,
有扶起的作用。
When you take hold of them,
有这个抒情，也就是这个慰问或者使人得到这个安抚的作用。
When you comfort and soothe them,
这是很重要的事情。
These are important ministries.
这是第二个原则。
This is the second principle.
第三个原则。
The third principle.
争取信任。
You must gain their trust,
以致可以心灵之间的交流。
That there may be communication in the spirit.
这是非常非常重要的总原理。
This is very important general principle.
当你做劝化工作的时候
，When you are counseling,
你一直讲一直讲，他一直听一直听。
You keep talking and the person keep listening.
你一直讲一直讲，他一句话都不会讲。
The person just keep quiet.
结果你自讨没趣回家去。
Yeah, you go back without any results.
自己感到自己讲太多都不好意思。
You thought that you've spoken too much.
你永远没有达到劝化人的果效。
You've never counseled.
所以你要在适当的时机静下来。
So in appropriate timing, you ought to keep quiet.
适当的时机听他讲。
And listen.
当你劝化的对象肯讲话的，就是开始的医治的一个最重要的起点。
When the person starts to speak, it's the beginning of the healing.
当他讲出他的困难。
When he speaks about his
difficulties. 告诉你他的苦处。
When he tells you his problem.
表示他开始信任。
It means the person trusts you.
建立争取彼此的信任。
So you got to gain the trust.
你是产生心灵之间的交流。
And there will be communication.
教导的事情上。
In areas of teaching,
你可以讲你成功的地方。
You can tell people how you succeed.
在训练的事情上
，But in areas of encouraging，
可能你要常常讲你失败的地方。
Perhaps you ought to share your failures.
使他知道你也有缺点。
That person will have empathy.
你也有困难。
He knows you have difficulty too.
产生心灵跟心灵之间的共鸣。
And there will be a sense of identity.
让他就容易接受同样有经历的人用他得胜的经验分享的话语。
And he can accept those people with the same experiences.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
一个劝化的人
，a counselor，
绝对不可以站在施恩者的地步。你知道我花多少时间才被招义吗
？Should not be very proud and say that I spent a lot of time to look for you.
我这么难还来看你，你知道我牺牲多大吗
？You know I sacrificed a lot just to look for you.
这句话是令人讨厌的话。
People hate to hear that.
这句话是没有人要听的话。
No one likes to hear.
因为他根本没有要你到他来。
They didn't ask for you.
没有感觉到需要你的劝勉。
They did not think they need your counsel.
所以我们一定要谦卑。
So we must be humble.
一定要同情。
And must empathy.
一定要怜悯。
And have mercy.
才能争取信任。
Then we can gain the trust.
但是在争取信任的这一种同情中间
，But in the empathy，
我们不可失去我们的尊贵。
We ought not to lose our honor.
虽然我们不能表明我是这么牺牲来的
，although we cannot say that we have sacrificed a lot，
我们心里知道我们是真正是去牺牲的。
But we know that we were sacrificed.
不是告诉他，使他认为你牺牲。
Not to tell him that he may know.
但是你知道你的牺牲因为主的爱的缘故。
But you know you have sacrificed because of love of God.
所以你还有尊贵的一种形象。
So you still have an attitude of honor.
有你自己的价值。
You have your own value.
在他心灵的深处投下一个影子。
That he may influence him in the depth of his heart.
自己就悟到人这么关心我。
That he will understand that others love him so much.
人这么爱我。
That they are concerned for him. They're willing to come and understand him. So I need to honor him.
这样争取信任以后
After you gain the trust,
申请他对你的尊敬
You gain the respect.
对你的爱心的赏识
And the appreciation for your love.
你会达到更大的果效
Then it will be better.
不但如此
Not only that.
第四个原则
The fourth principle.
就是真正诚实把困难提出来的时候
Would be when the difficulties are raised honestly.
你要有足够的经验跟足够的这个智慧来替他解释，替他解围，把他带出他的困难中间。
You must have enough experience and knowledge to bring him out of his problem.
例如，我爱情有了。
You say I have love.
我自身也懂了。
I have knowledge.
他也很信任我了。
And he trusts me.
所以他们讲完的时候，我也不知道怎么办。
So in the end, I don't know what to do with the problem.
结果就前功尽废了。
In the end, it is useless.
劝化的工作
，work of counseling，
私人对私人的交流
，is a communication that is very private.
困难之间的彼此了解。
When the difficulties are brought out，
你就站在得胜者的地步，你才能分享怎样把它带出来。
Only a victor can share how to come out of the difficulty.
真正的智慧才能把它困难给它一方面 一步一步把它解除掉。
Only when you have true wisdom can you solve his problem step by step.
劝化人是很伟大的。
And so a counselor is a great person.
劝化人的功用是很重要的。
It is a very important task.
劝化的工作是在教会里面很缺乏的。
But counseling is very lacking in church.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们有机会这么做的时候。
That when we have the opportunity,
不要看清这个工作。
We will not look down on.
不要疏忽这个工作。
And ignore it.
也不要随便做这个工作。
And neglect it.
保罗在这里说，劝化的人。
The apostle Paul says.
专一劝化。
If it is encouraging, let him encourage.
尽心尽心。
We try our very best.
诚诚实实。
With all honesty.
以纯洁的爱。
With a pure love.
真正的了解。
True understanding.
得到他的信任。
To gain the trust.
有智慧解答他的问题。
And with wisdom solve his problem.
然后又把他带到神的面前来。
And then bring him back to God.
给他知道真正能解决他问题的不是你，不是你的经验，是因为神带领你经过了这一段。
Then you, he will know that it is God who has brought you to go through all the difficulties.
然后把人带到上帝。
And then bring him back to God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
赐福我们。
And bless us.
请你注意最后这句话。
Take note of what I'm about to say.
没有人。
Not a single
person. 不欢迎那真正愿意了解、愿意关怀、愿意帮助他们困难的人。
Not a person would reject those who truly want to understand them and love them.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
所以有这种恩赐。
That we will have this gift.
这种负担。
Such a burden.
有这种侍奉的智慧的人。
Such wisdom for this ministry. Let us stand up together and pray.